What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice. You are listening to your girls, Mac and Kelsey. And this week, just a heads up, guys, please share anytime that you listen to Talk to Us Nice. Please share it on your story. Just hit those three little circles up on top. You can literally just put share to Instagram and it will share it to your stories. It'll be super cute. We're cute. Let everybody know who you're listening to. Thanks. Okay. I know you saw it. This picture of Serena Williams.
Oh, girl. I did. And I didn't want to believe what I saw, but I saw what I saw.
What the frick frack?
What do we want to blame it on?
I don't know. Because people are blaming it on different things. You know what I'm saying? People are like, oh, it's her stupid makeup artist. But wasn't she on vacation? Is this like a vacation pic? I mean, unless she brought her makeup artist with her.
Yeah, which I usually do, which I'm like, go off. That's such a flex. Like, I love when I watch TV shows like my reality Real Housewives when they like go on vacations and they bring an entire glam squad with them for like a 3-day girls trip.
So I would have, why not?
But also Serena doesn't look like that type of girl, but I'm also like, who knows?
I mean, listen, her husband is going to be a self-made billionaire soon. Like, I don't know. I would become that type of girl.
Do you know what I thought it was?
What?
I have my own conspiracy theory going on in Hollywood that I feel like there are Hollywood doppelgangers walking around for certain celebrities and they just like have them do things. And I'm going to tell you my first and only example of this was The Rock. Did I ever send you that Instagram pic that he posted?
That wasn't him.
That wasn't him. So guys, if you could please go on Instagram and after you follow Talk to Us Nice, thanks. Just go right on over to The Rock's page and see his, like, it was from a couple weeks ago. He was getting a vaccine, his second dose. That's not him. That is not The Rock.
That is not Dwayne. It's not Dwayne. It's not Papa Dwayne. I swear to God, it's not.
So like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this is like Hollywood's like latest how do we fuck with people scandal now that Pizzagate's over, now that people are starting to come back it's never is, but we've forgotten about it, haven't we? So for all intents and purposes.
Bring it up, hopefully this time, when we talk about Chrissy Teigen, because people were like setting off on Chrissy.
We're going to get her, all right. But yeah, I feel like, I don't know, celebrities are doing this.
I'm sorry. You sounded like part of the Scooby-Doo gang. We're going to get her, all right.
Those mangy kids. I would have gotten away with it.
Come on.
No, that was just it. I just have a conspiracy theory.
It's very strange. Like, I think that many people have, I can go through the tweets right now. They're like, I know damn well this ain't Serena. What the fuck did they do to her? Looking like she a white woman in the face. Hell no. I mean, some people went to bleaching, which I don't think she would do. I really just think it was a makeup issue and there was no contour whatsoever, like no well-done contour. And they put the wrong foundation on her face because her legs are her natural color. You know what I mean? And maybe she put some filtering and, you know, she didn't, maybe because she was on vacation, her assistant wasn't there to be like, this is not the filter you use, sis.
Yeah, girl, you know that there's a specific app for this.
I love me some Serena, so I'm never going to play her. Because even she just put up this gorgeous picture 6 days ago. She looks like a bombshell. I love this picture of her.
She's gorgeous.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I know that this is probably just some filter nonsense.
Yeah. Did you see that she might, she doesn't know if she's going to be competing in the Olympics this year because she doesn't know if she could bring her baby?
Listen, I just want her to be happy. After years of this sport, like, I already know that she is the greatest athlete of all time. I don't give a fuck. She's number one. So for me, after years of even the people participating in this sport not giving her her due, if she's deciding that she wants to not do it, more power to you. Don't fucking do it.
I mean, especially after the Olympic committee is coming out their necks and saying, like, we better not see none of that Black Lives Matter bullshit. Don't you dare try to bring that positive energy to our country.
It's wild. Like, get the fuck out of here. I've been cursing a lot this episode. What is good with me? I'm in a mood today. You're right now. We shouldn't have spoken about my last 2 days. It's been a whopper.
We've just been going through things, guys. I was personally attacked by that moon in Aries, and so was Mika yesterday. Like, we were dealing.
I was not okay, people. If you want to send gift cards and gift baskets with wine, go right ahead. Just email us for my address because I can't make that public. But I honestly need it. I'm stressed the hell out. But it's a new moon. It's a new moon, I say. New moon, yes. New beginnings. I'm going to manifest for the first time. Whoa.
Whoa.
Look at what Kelsey did to moi.
My power.
But speaking of pictures, did you see Sebastian Stan and Lily James as Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson?
Hell yes, I did. And I'm into it.
Okay. So I know I don't talk about it a lot, but I honestly have like a small thing for Lily James. Like I honestly do.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say, I know I don't talk about it a lot, but like Sebastian Stan is my, I was like, Mika, you brought it up the past three episodes.
Oh, I was going to say, why would I say that? I feel like I always talk about that.
Same, but not, but when you said Lily James, I was like, got it. Okay. That's where she was going with it. Like, I thought you were going to say something about like, oh yeah, like I've got a small thing for Tommy Lee, but okay.
No, not Tommy Lee. Pamela Anderson, maybe. Me and my mom used to watch Baywatch religiously.
I love that.
We love a good slow-mo. But yeah, I don't know what it is about Lily James. It's not like, I don't know. But I just think she is probably, I want to hang out with her type shit.
Same.
But when I saw, like, she usually plays like, not period pieces, it's like Mamma Mia, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, Cinderella, you know what
I mean? I loved her in Mamma Mia too.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Sorry. Like, Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Yeah.
Let me
cut. They get it. But when I saw her as Pamela, my mouth dropped.
Hot.
Also, she got to bite Sebastian Stan's nipple.
Which jealous. Was
also hot. The thing is, so it's weird. I think it's because I like Lily James, because when the rumors were circulating about her and Chris Evans, I was okay with it. I was like, oh, okay, that's cute. Like, there was no jealousy on this end. I was just perpetuating. There was just light and love. I was just like,
love and happiness.
They're cute together. I actually approve. Mwah. French kiss. I was like, I didn't even know that this project was happening.
Me either. I don't feel like I know anything anymore. I feel like things are just thrown on Instagram and they're like, hey, this thing is happening in 3 days. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, because I feel like we're scrambling trying to figure out what the hell we're doing with our lives. And then social media is showing us what's actually going on in the world.
I'm like, God damn it.
We missed it.
Yeah, but I am excited for this project. I think it's going to be really fun. I love Seth Rogen. I hate that he tried to, you know, dim his light. I'm like, no, you're a fucking daddy too. It's okay.
Wait, what do you mean try to dim his light?
Oh, because he posted all the pics on his personal Instagram page. Mm. And he was just like, look at these people. I'm like, look what I'm wearing. And I'm like, God, I love you. It's okay.
You know, he just stated that he's not going to be working with James Franco anytime soon.
Good.
I know. I mean, we already exclaimed how much of a weirdo James Franco is. Like, aside from his, you know.
Yeah, we have personal experiences with him.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, more power to you, Seth.
I love him.
So once again, we have Wendy Williams just fighting with somebody else. Well, I feel like she's gone back and forth with this person multiple times, but now this person has bit back, and it's Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop. Everyone knows that she's married to Safari. They make it known whenever they're together, whenever they're fighting. He literally tagged a house behind him as divorce court when they were fighting. Like, they're one of those couples that I always say, if you're fighting, keep it to yourselves because you're going to get back together. You don't need to tell the world that you're going through problems if you're going to continue to get back together. They are literally petty McPettersons, and it's so ridiculous. This couple is just... They do the most. They know they do the most. We know exactly what time of day that they were fighting, what time they got together, because they caption it under all their pictures. So they were fighting and arguing, I'm going to give it 2 weeks ago, because I'm not even sure of the exact date. So I'm just going to give myself some time to cover up. So I'm going to say 2 weeks ago, right? having this huge argument on social media about just not fucking with each other anymore. Now we find out that Erica Mena is pregnant again. Wendy takes it upon herself.
I'm sorry. Could not be me. I can't. You will. I just cannot deal with personally saying something so wholeheartedly with my fucking chest to then be like, just kidding. We're fine now. I don't know what that was.
And it's every time. It's not even like one time. Like, she probably did genuinely mean it. Like, we're not getting back together. Forget this. And, you know, they end up getting back together. This is a multitude of times, my man's. Like,
God bless.
What? So Wendy brings it up on her Hot Topics on the Wendy Williams show. And Erica Mena just was not.
She wasn't the one.
It. She was not. Well, she's taken it for a while. I feel like Wendy has said multiple things about Erica and, you know, Safari and the whole situation. I mean, it's her job. I get it. It's what she does on her show. But it's kind of like what Jocelyn said. I get it. You're like all take like leave no shit out there kind of person. And that's what you base your show on. But if anybody spoke about Kevin or her marriage, you know, before, you know, the split and all that stuff, she would have been freaking livid. You know, that's, what, what I don't get. It's not like, oh, you condition and take it. And like, but there's some things that just don't speak about. So Wendy says on her show, Safari and Erica Mena are having another baby. They announced it the other day. And a lot of fans commented that they shouldn't have another child together. And she continues on to say, anyway, the thing about these two is that they're always fighting and threatening divorce. We're not trying to be anything. You're the one putting it out there, Erica, you and Safari. And so she continues and she says, I don't know much about you, Erica, but I know Safari enough. Y'all need to stop fighting and threatening divorce so much. And you all need to grow up and grow into being parents. And if you don't want to be married, then just get divorced and co-parent. Babies don't save marriages, but good luck with at least your first 6 months.
I fucking love Wendy. I'm sorry. She's so jaded.
Listen, me and my mom watched the Wendy show. Like, I get it. Like,
I get it. I love her.
Entertainment.
I've gone twice, bitch. Yes, I have. The first time I was there on a giveaway day and I got $1,000 worth of free shit. The second time I was on their Halloween episode in like 2019. I don't know. But yeah, I fucking love Wendy. But girl, these people are coming for you.
Sometimes it's just too much.
It's like, too much. Like, we get it. Like, you can have your opinions because, like, that's what these all are. Like, this is why we have podcasts and talk shows. Yeah. This is what we fucking do. Mm-hmm. But, like, one of these days, you got to stop going too far. Like, she always goes a little too fucking far. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, I don't know. She's really going through something, I think.
That's what I feel. I really think there's something else going. Well, but that can't be it because honestly, I did a compilation of the feuds that Wendy Williams have been in, and I will talk about it after this part because it's like a never ending list. But Erica Mena tweets, at this point, let's link up so I can beat your ass. Your ex-husband didn't do a good enough job. What?
I cannot believe she came out her fucking fingertips and tweeted that.
What?
Like,
that's
like,
wild.
Erica, listen, there could have been so many different clapbacks than to like go after somebody's like domestic abuse allegations that they were dealing with their husband.
For real.
You could have gone anywhere.
Because like, Wendy has a lot of things that you can say about, you know?
Because she does. And she's very open about a lot of that shit. So you really could have gone for anything, but like you don't go for like somebody getting beat on. That's something you're not going to do.
Mm-hmm. So. And she basically says, I said what I said. Like she doesn't take it back. She's like, there's nothing more to really report on Hot Topics besides we are expecting another blessing. But as always, this creature always wants to give advice on marriage, a subject she failed at. Oh my God. She never attacks the men who actually are at fault. It's always her going at women, which I will say she does go at the women.
Which she does. She attacked one of the newest cast members of Real Housewives of New York, the first Black female castmate, Ebony K. Williams. She was on her show the other day, and Wendy was, like, being nasty to her.
It's wild. But Erica goes on to say, she never attacks the men who are at fault. It's always her going after the women, me being one, any chance she gets. For years, I stood quiet when it comes to this creature's nasty comments. This time, I played her own game. I don't regret or take anything back. No one's going to constantly disrespect me and put limits on how I disrespect back.
Wow. Okay, girl. Go off then.
And she also goes on, me, irrelevant. But all this attention and opinion floating around strongly proves otherwise. All I did was announce we've created more life. And since then, it's been ugly energy. It's really sick and sad world we live in, y'all.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. When you point the finger, there's always three pointing back at you. So,
but it's also, okay, it's like I said, the energy needs, there needs to be sage all up in that whole atmosphere. Period. Erica shouldn't have said those particular words. She shouldn't have said those particular words.
No.
She definitely respect the fact that she wanted to snap back. But to say that her husband didn't beat her up well enough was out of pocket.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe in her opinion, she's like, oh, that's the lowest blow I could send her way. So she better stop, you know, after this. But I don't know. I'm not going to respect anybody who says that about me.
So yes, as I said, I have a little compilation some of Wendy's top feuds.
I can't wait for you to tell me them. I'm trying to think of some like iconic ones.
I feel like, because there's been so many.
It's at least once a week. That's the thing. I feel like we've talked about Wendy in a feud at least 5 times since we started this podcast.
Yeah, 100%. We have Mariah Carey.
Love which, that one.
Yeah. Everyone knows about the Mariah Carey one. She like accused her of getting work done when she was like doing her like radio interview. Another icon, Whitney Houston. Everybody knows about the Whitney Houston one. That is no secret. Whitney wanted to beat Wendy's ass. Chris Brown, which well-deserved. We will be talking about him next. So I don't even really need to go into this. He called her a man. That was about it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Black China, who Wendy accused of being homeless at the end of last year.
Oh, man.
Omarosa, they were in deep. Like, Wendy Williams was calling her delusional, pathetic. Like, the list can go on. Her and Omarosa just...
celebrity death match right there.
Yeah, honestly. They were never okay. And then, you know, one of the bigger ones that we do know as well, NeNe Leakes. They were really good friends, but then Wendy started talking about stuff that NeNe told her in confidentiality on the show. And Leakes is like, what the fuck? Like, we're supposed to be homies. So now they're no longer friends as well. Leanne Rimes and her husband, Eddie. I mean, with this, like,
I'm sorry, all of this Real Housewife drama. I love it. I love it. And Wendy's about to have a fucking field day because Portia.
I know.
That news that just came out about Portia.
Engaged.
The way that Real Housewives of Atlanta just snatched me by my fucking scalp back in. I was so out. I was like, this season's not for me. I don't really care. Like, I liked what was happening in the beginning. It kind of fell off a little bit trying to introduce those new girls. I didn't like the way that, like, Drew's husband was talking to her. I didn't like the way she was talking to him. I'm like, I'm done with these girls. Portia snatched me back last night. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I would urge you to all just go on Twitter. Just do a little research. It's good. It's good shit.
I don't even watch the Real Housewives like that, but I do know about that news. It was like all over my page.
Girl, and I feel in my heart, and this is my own opinion, that she's pregnant. And that's why she announced it so fast.
It's been a month.
It's been a month, bitch. And she's on vacation right now with both of them, which is like, you know what? More power to you. If you can make that shit work, go for it. But something smells, and I can't wait to see it unfold next season on Housewives.
And the last one I have is, of course, the feud that she had with Diddy back in like 98 when she accused him of being gay. And he got her fired from Hot 97.
Did I not know about that?
They showed like a watered down version of it during her Lifetime movie thing.
Okay. I was in a fever dream watching that, so I don't remember.
It was so strange, right? But yeah, she accused him of being gay, and yeah, he got her ass fired from Hot 97.
Miss Wendy.
But yeah, we'll probably come back with another topic of some Wendy drama sometime soon. So just tune in for that.
Next up, we got Chris Brown, once again, ruining women's lives. There was a TikTok going around of, you know, one of those trends where it's like, name a time where you felt disrespected. And this girl basically alluded to a story about a famous R&B singer being fucking disrespectful and rude to her. Basically, her and her friends were trying to get into this club. Chris Brown said, no darkies. And he looked straight at mama and then he kept it moving. Mika. Thoughts, questions, concerns. How do you feel about this?
Well, you know, you have to bring it in because I just feel like I would have came in way too hot. I don't like this man. And funny enough, when Run It came out, stop it. I thought he was going to be the father of my children. I don't even want kids. And I bought every magazine that he was in and all that. But it was a magazine article about him. I can't remember exactly what the statement was, so I'm just going to paraphrase. It was basically saying, like, you know, he prefers lighter skinned women. Like, he said it in an interview, and that's when my love for him faded. And then he beat Rihanna, and that's when I wanted to hire a hitman. You know what I'm saying? So when I first saw the TikTok, when she started talking about the experience and stating that it was a very well-known R&B singer, I knew it was Chris Brown right off the bat. Well, that was my first guess anyway. And then her last line on the TikTok definitely lets everybody know, because she's like, oh, I'm not going to say his name. Just know that it's a high-profile R&B singer. But then her last line is, look at me now, which led every... That was the breadcrumbs anybody needed on the yellow brick road. You know what I mean? So yeah, she's with her friends and two of them were light-skinned girls. And she said, Chris Brown walked right up to her, looked at her friends and said, you can go in. And then you can go in and said, but no darkies, and pointed at her. And she said she kept walking because she didn't really know like what was really happening. And then he got aggravated, stopped her again and said, I said, no darkies.
I don't even know how I would fucking react.
Well, she was escorted off the property. So it's like, I'm like,
fucking Chris Brown. Ah, he was such a villain. He's such a villain. I hate him.
I don't understand how women still support this man. Like, I don't get how women still are so in love with him, still want anything to do with him. I just don't get it. He beat up Rihanna. He stalked Karrueche. Like, he made me memorize how to pronounce Karrueche's name. Like, that is enough for me because she was just in the news so many times. And I felt so bad for her for what was happening. And the like, people still support. I stopped listening to his music a long time ago.
Years ago.
And I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. I feel like most of his music sounds the same now. So I don't get what the whole craziness is. And him saying, no one could beat me at verses. Usher. Anyway. Like, I genuinely can't stand this man. And most of the time, I know people are like, oh, how can you separate? Why can't you separate the art from the artist type shit? I can't do it in this case. I can't do it. There's just no fucking way.
He put his hands and rearranged Rihanna's face.
And you know she's my queen.
And so I don't need anything other than that. I don't need a ton of fucking excuses as to why, like, I need to listen to someone's music. Like, no, I actually don't.
And I'm perfectly fine.
I'm good. And it sucked. And it sucked because when he first came out, I was like, oh, I got a crush. I said, I got a crush on this little fucking boy here. Oh, he's dancing now? Oh, he's dancing for me? Oh, he's in movies? Like, he was fucking coming up and I, like, could not believe my eyes. I was like, oh my God.
Bitch, when he died and you got served.
I wanted to leave the movie theater. You Got Served for him.
I was tearing up in the movie theater. And now if that happened in a movie, I'd be like, justice served.
I mean, he would never get put in anybody's movies. So,
well, he was in Takers as well, too.
I'm sorry. He would never be put in anybody's movie now. Watch you get put in a movie.
I was going to say, that's why I just shrugged my shoulders. I was like, I don't know about that. He has too many supporters still.
I don't get it. I don't get it. He doesn't even put out good music. Like you said, it all sounds the fucking same.
It all sounds the same to me now. I can easily not listen to this shit. Like, I don't understand the female support for him. Like, I really genuinely don't.
And it's a lot. And it's really alarming, the amount of people who are like, who continue to listen to Chris Brown, and they're women, and they're like, yeah, he did that one thing, but what? I'm just supposed to not like him anymore?
And I was like, it's kind of like those situations when your friend's boyfriend does something to her and she forgives him, but you don't. Like, that's how I feel when he beat up Rihanna. I'm just like, I don't give a fuck if she went back to him. I don't forgive him. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm that annoying friend. It's just like, why is he coming? Why is he here?
Mm-hmm. Why is he here?
I don't get
it. Don't like him. And she's like, but I forgave him. It's like, I didn't.
Exactly.
So. And then, yeah, his whole relationship with Karrueche on top of that, and how, like, once they broke up and he was stalking her and he was like sliding into her DMs, and just like, that's typical fucking narcissistic abuser behavior. And I'm not here for it. And he also just had a fucking birthday party with 500 people. Bro, we're in a fucking panorama. What are you doing? You really think you could have 500 people over your house and nobody would know, and the cops wouldn't show up?
Nobody cares.
Christopher.
Nobody cares.
Just like, move. I want him to move somewhere.
Where?
I don't know.
There's no place far enough for me. Now we got Chrissy Teigen. So last week we tend to say, oh, well, like, we'll bring up somebody that we're going to talk about later, and we'll say, well, we'll get more into that later. Last week we mentioned Ben Affleck and Raya, and we completely forgot to bring up the Raya situation, and we just went in on this fake publicity stunt relationship that they're trying to pull with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I'm sorry, it is fake. I don't care. There's just no way that after 17 years, after J-Lo feels embarrassed about what A-Rod did and he breaks up with his beautiful girlfriend, Anna, they announce, like, they don't announce, but all the pictures come out on Anna's birthday that this is genuine. Now all of a sudden they're on vacation together. Give me a goddamn break. I'm sorry. If it's real, I will apologize on this podcast.
Yeah.
But Same. Don't worry, I won't have to swallow my words, because it's not.
And everybody's really fucking falling for it. And I don't understand. I don't understand. People are like, well, sources say they've been talking. I'm like, well, who the fuck are these sources? Like, does nobody know how anything works? Publicity and all that shit. I'm like, these are their teams feeding stories. They're feeding these experiences. Oh, yeah. You think, when has J-Lo ever been like, oh, let me go visit Ben in his Montana home?
Never.
Like,
I'm sorry. This is a lie.
But now they're like taking photos, like holding hands. Leave me out of this.
We've never seen them together. J-Lo and A-Rod broke up not even a month ago. Like, well, their official to the public breakup. So not even a month ago. And now you're telling me that they've always been friends, even though we've never seen one picture of them together before.
Not one.
News, because they were such a big couple 17 years ago. Let me emphasize that again. 17 years. I think people just want it to be true so bad, because everyone has this thing about like the one that got away, and maybe this is the one that got away type of situation. They were both in relationships and so they couldn't be together. That's why everybody wants Brad and Jennifer Aniston back together, and like all those couples. One, also, when I sent you that picture of Nicole Kidman and Lenny Kravitz, I did not know that they were ever together. I was just like, what the fuck?
I lost my goddamn mind when you sent me that shit.
I couldn't believe it. And then it's just now that I'm remembering that Zoe Kravitz and Nicole Kidman are so close on Big Little Lies. Wow.
Oh my God. Whoa.
I didn't even think about that. Wow.
What the actual fuck? The fuck is going on here? We're gonna have to revisit that. I'm gonna have to do some research on that.
That literally just shook me to my core. So now Chrissy Teigen, you know, now that she's back on social media doing what she does, has
the biggest troll.
She's such a troll, and then gets mad when she gets trolled. I just dish it and take it. You have to do that. But anyway, Chrissy Teigen made a comment about Ben Affleck and Matthew Perry, conveniently enough. I didn't even know Matthew Perry was a part of this whole like Raya situation. Cause I saw the Ben Affleck one on TikTok before, like, it went everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, Ben actually does look kind of hot again. That's weird. I must be sick. But so if you guys didn't hear about the Raya situation, this woman on Raya made a TikTok video about how she matched with Ben Affleck, but thought he was fake. So she unmatched him, but then he sent her a video, like saying her name and everything, Naveen,
Naveen,
which is also a pretty dope name. I kind of like that name.
Why'd you unmatch me?
Yeah, with like his Batman voice. I don't know.
I know. I was like, why am I grossly turned on by this?
Right? It was weird. It made me feel weird. I didn't like it. And then Chrissy Teigen, you know, made her comment. She said, I agree. Celebrities shouldn't be making these creepy, desperate video replies on Raya, but it's tacky to release private messages. You're both wrong. Congrats. Which I get both sides of the thing. The girl who put up the one with Ben Affleck wasn't trying to like shade him or call him like gross or anything like that. She just genuinely didn't believe that it was actually him on Raya.
Yeah, she was like, oh wow, I fucked up my own bag just now. That was 100% the vibe I got from her video. So yeah, the fact that the media was like trying to flip it into this story about like old men and like young women, I was like, that wasn't what was happening.
Except, but the Matthew Perry one.
Except with the Matthew Perry one was something that sketchy was happening. Yeah.
So Matthew Perry, who I'm pretty sure is, he's engaged now, I believe.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't, I said that like I knew what any of the people from Friends do, and I don't.
I didn't know that this was, I didn't know he was like a part of this whole situation until, you know, Chrissy's tweet and shit like that.
You see, because of me, I've been trying to get on Raya for years now.
The thing, so I have a pass, but for me, I feel like Raya is so dangerous. Like, I don't trust it.
I don't trust it. I feel like it's slightly racist. I feel like I'm really not going to get what I want out of the app, but I
feel like it's just going to be a disappointment, just like all the other apps. Like, I don't know.
But I just want to be on there for the off chance that I see a celebrity and I match with them.
I'm also just like, does that shit expire? Because if it expires, I probably lost the password.
Well, I don't even think the pass just gets you to the front.
Yeah, because there's I'm also too lazy.
Yeah.
There's a long ass application process. I'm not going through it.
No, and I once again do not have enough followers. So
it takes days or like months apparently for them to accept you. Like, no.
It's taken years for some people. Like Nicole Byer, it took her like 2 years to get on Raya.
Like, I refuse. Like, I don't even want to know how long it would take me. I'm not nobody. Hello, I'm still that bitch. But I'm just not on the right people's radars.
Same.
Well, so another person, as we said, we have Matthew Perry with Kate Harrelson. Or Harrelson?
And was she, like, 19?
Yeah, she was 19. That's the weird one. That's what, because Matthew Perry's 51. So I was just like, meh.
Yeah.
Hers was uncomfortable.
Because she was recording him. Yes. Right? And he was like making, he brought up her age and he was like, I'm old enough to be your dad.
Or it was like, am I as old as your dad or something like that?
Something. Yeah. I made it creepy. It's all creepy.
I mean, it's still creepy. Still creepy. So finally remembering why we said we're going to bring up Pizzagate. Because once again, guys, we forgot. We're literally recording again just so I can make sure we put this in. People were commenting all up under Chrissy Teigen's Twitter comment about, you know, Ben Affleck and Matthew Perry, about how no one forgot Pizzagate and how she needs to shut up. So no, as I said earlier, I don't think people forgot about Pizzagate because they're going to use it every single chance they get. And especially to Chrissy Teigen. The end. Goodbye. But yeah, she deleted that video after like 24 hours. And she was just like, I'm not a bully. Like, people are saying I'm a bully for posting this. And which is like, why are people calling the 19-year-old a bully for posting the video of a 51-year-old celebrity flirting with her?
Yeah, like, let's get the story straight here.
But also, I do agree with like the whole private messaging thing. I don't agree with sharing private messages. I don't. No. I think that's super. You participated as well, unless it was like, you know, on some, what's this stupid guy's name? The makeup artist
who's coaching Jeffrey little Star, children. Or, no, I'm sorry, James Charles.
Yeah, like that's some weirdo shit.
Yeah,
but like if I'm, you know, when the future happens, let me get my third eye wide open. When I'm talking to Sebastian Stan and say on the very off and small, tiny, minuscule chance that it doesn't work out between us, I'm not going to put up our messages on Instagram. You know what I mean?
No, I would be mad at you if you did do that.
Right?
You can show me them all you want when we hang out.
Yes, that's different, but I'm not going to put them on.
No.
Yeah, or like Dames and Idris. I'm never going to put our messages out in the open. I'm just not. He can trust me.
You can trust me. Do you hear that? I wonder
if Charlie... He's the leader of the DSS. So, yeah, now I've also, I don't know, made a list of some of the top celebrities that are on Raya or have been on Raya.
Great. Let's hear them.
Okay. So Paul Mescal, do you know who Paul Mescal is?
Yes.
Did you watch Normal People? Yeah, he was on it apparently.
Yeah, he's hot.
I call it, he's a mid. I don't know. He's like medium ugly to me.
That's what makes him hot to me.
The show made him hot to me. Like if he didn't have that type of role, I would have been like, who, what, where? Kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about, there's something about him. I like the necklace that he wore all the time.
Yeah, I know.
The
show literally made him into like this huge, like.
I wanted it to smack me in the face while he's pounding me. Sorry. Anyway, who's next? I just want somewhere.
Kelsey, they just turned into a PM in the time. I need you to chill the fuck out. Anyway, the other names, you pervert.
Yeah, who else can I emasculate? <I'm kidding>. I don't know what that was. I think I'm going through something.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm back. Okay. Ruby Rose, Diplo, John Cusack?
Okay.
Patrick Schwarzenegger. Elijah Wood apparently was on there for a little bit. Niall Horan, Channing Tatum. I don't know what it is. Channing Tatum, I used to think was so hot. And then as he got
something
older.
Something happened.
I just phased out of it, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
Same.
I know a lot of women still like are in love with him. I think I would like to hang out with him. I think he's funnier than he even thinks he is. Apparently like, he tried to deny Jonah Hill when Jonah was like, we should do 21 Jump Street. He's like, I'm not funny.
He was so funny in that.
He was so funny.
He's my birthday twin, actually.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I think every time I looked up a birthday twin for me, I mean, honestly, it's fine because I want to be the celebrity who has this birthday and everybody wanting to be their birthday because it's my birthday.
Honestly, same.
But mine is like Martina McBride. So the slot is still open for me.
That's so funny. I've always thought that about my birthday too. I was like, I don't want too many celebrities to have this day because it's for me.
Yeah. It's like my roommate, she says like she's so in love with Kelly Clarkson because they have the same birthday. I want someone to be like, oh my God, I have the same birthday as Mika.
Yeah.
What a great day. That's it for this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. Please let us know how you're feeling, what you're thinking. Give us some comments. Please add us on Instagram at talktousnice@gmail.com. Screaming. Please add us on Instagram at Talk to Us Nice Podcast. Add us on Twitter at Talk to Us Nice. Email us at talktousnice@gmail.com. And we will see you on Sunday for that Triple T Talk That Talk edition. Bye.